Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in right now on the Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. He's on the line, Channing Crowder. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Go get getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Channing joins us right now, 93.7 The Fan. Channing, good morning. How's everything?
Good, man. How y'all fellas doing this early morning?
We are great. We were saying about how you bring it all the time, and you're, you got to bring it right now for about 13 minutes or so with us. So here we go.
We got you, bro. I'm going to watch out for y'all this morning. My son woke me up this morning. He calls the sun God's alarm clock. I don't know where he got it from, but this boy jumps up in the morning as soon as the sun touches the sky. So I'm up anyway, baby. Let's go.
We're ready. Right. We were talking a lot. Everybody in Pittsburgh, you know, is talking about the duck. They're talking about this defense. They're talking about this matchup with the Bills. Are people in Pittsburgh and maybe people as we go into this Bills game not talking enough about the growth of Josh Allen over the past couple weeks and how this guy has started to really feel himself as an NFL quarterback a little bit?
He's Josh Allen is Josh Allen, if you know what I'm saying. Like, the Bills haven't gotten out of 20 points but twice this year, and both those games were against the Dolphins, 37-31, and we know the Dolphins are fielding, you know, the Bad News Bears team, so it's not that impressive, but they're using him, and it's kind of like what they do with the Ravens with Lamar. Like, they're starting to use Josh Allen for what he does well. They're not asking him to throw the ball 40 times, because if they do, they're going to lose. Just like, to be honest, the Steelers. If you ask old Duck to go, you know, 35 or 45, y'all don't have a chance to win. But if he throws it between 20, 25 times max, runs the ball well, that's the formula for success, and that's what Josh Allen's doing. When he plays us, they run, they pound it, and then they get a play action to John Brown. He killed us. I think he had 150 yards against the Dolphins last time. So that's what they do. It's more of an old school. Both these teams, I'm actually excited about this matchup, fellas, because both these teams play the same exact style of football. Tough defense, clock management, running the ball, physically dominating you, kind of like a bully ball is what I call it. So Josh Allen is progressing as a young quarterback. He'll never be a pro bowler. You know, I see Josh Allen, you know, covering the Dolphins a lot. He's very limited. You're going to see him sail balls, and it's going to just drop your jaw. Because a cross will be wide open. He'll throw it into the third row, but then he'll drop a 60-yard bomb right in the receiver's arm. So very inconsistent, but they are starting to utilize him for what he does well and not kind of fit a round peg in a square hole with Josh Allen.
Well, all that said, Channing, then how the heck did the Bills beat the Steelers on Sunday night, and how have they beaten teams this year?
Stopping the run and, like I said, maintaining the clock. Y'all both now, y'all ain't scoring points out of this world either.
No.
20-16, 23. It's that let us physically dominate you. Let's play strong defense. And now the Bills can play defense now. I'm not going to lie. So Tre'Davious White is their number one cornerback. And if you throw at him, it's a good chance he's going to hurt your feelings. So they have that one shutdown guy. They have their front seven, Eric Roberts Ball, and that guy they drafted, you know, recently. Jordan Phillips, the interior of their line can play ball, and linebackers can run. Quan Alexander, like, they have some players defensively, and they just try to do enough on offense not to lose the game. Sneak in, you know, maybe one touchdown a quarter, six points a quarter, they're happy. Because if you do the math, now we're going to be into the low 20s at the end of the game. Like, that's the way they play. And when you don't have, you know, the greatest show on turf, or you're not, you know, throwing Drew Brees and Michael Thomas out there, it's what you got to do. And like I said, very similar to how y'all play up there. Very similar to what Mike Thomas did, and I want to give him a lot of credit for that. Understanding Big Ben's gone. Okay, Mason Rudolph jumps in. Mason's gone. Okay, now Duck Hodges is there. Let me adjust what I'm doing a little bit and go more old school, back to Kevin Green and those defense. What, LaVon Kirkland, that 290-pound middle linebacker y'all have. Like, that's what Mike Tomlin went through, and I gave him a lot of respect for what he's doing with this team. Now, y'all all know there's no AB. You know, Juju, you said he's coming back. White, Snell, Samuels, like, these aren't big-time, you know, household names, but y'all are winning games up there because of the fact that you can play bully ball. I tell people all the time, fellas, this wide open spread pretty crap, y'all can do it all you want. This ballerina football, and it works nowadays. But sooner or later, there's going to be a team that walks in and is going to test your manhood. And a lot of teams can't deal with that. And that's what the Steelers and the Bills do. They test the other team's manhood.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Joined by Channing Crowder right now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Okay, everybody in the back end of the Steeler defense, rightly so, wants to make a ton out of Minkah. He looks like Troy Polamalu. Joe Hayden is a pro's pro. He has been so good for so long. But one of your fellow Georgia boys, Steven Nelson, he comes in here, and I think without Steven Nelson, without getting Steven Nelson, this defense can't function the way that they have this year. That's been an enormous pickup, I think, Channing.
Oh, yeah, Steven Nelson, because it's crazy. The reason Minkah started complaining down here and his mom started trolling local beat writers was because they had Minkah playing like Nelson is playing. They have him coming down. They have him being aggressive. They have him, you know, fighting those tight ends. Y'all remember the first game down there, and I forgot who the tight end was, but they threw him over his shoulder and dumped him on his neck? Like, Minkah's not made like that. Minkah's the size of, he's probably my wife's size. Minkah's not a big dude. He's very athletic. He plays ball. Like you said, he is a ball-hawking, you know, a son of a gun. So now you have Nelson. Now he can be more of that strong safety, come down, you know, run. They're very versatile in what they do. And you got Minkah doing exactly what Minkah did at Alabama, playing the middle of the field, running around. He'll go over there and cover the slot every now and again. But Minkah really shouldn't be in the box. Now you add Nelson there. Now you leave him down in the box with Bush and all that front, you know, that, like I say, that front seven that the Steelers had for, you know, for 20 years now. And that's what adds it, where you have to put guys in the position to make plays. Minkah Fitzpatrick was okay down here, but why he's going to the Pro Bowl after just getting to the Steelers midseason is because the Steelers are utilizing him right as a free safety, and they only roll him down when they motion. They'll bring him down to the slot and let the other guy roll back. And now Nelson gets involved, where he has a different skill set than Minkah. So they found the guy that could do one thing. They went out and got a guy that does the, you know, the opposite and is comfortable and can do it well, and that's how good defense to run. Fellas, y'all have been watching this for years. That's why it's so cool to see an organization that understands the philosophy of a side of the ball. They understand the philosophy of football, where a guy gets injured, the Steelers never just fall off a cliff when anybody gets hurt. Big Ben goes down, you lose AB, you lose Le'Veon Bell in the same offseason, and y'all are still competing for the playoffs because the philosophy of what the Steelers do is always going to be consistent, and that's what they did with the safety position this season.
Well, let's be real about what the ceiling is for each of these teams that's playing Sunday night then, Channing. Great defense, not going to light up the scoreboard, though, on offense. So what's it mean in the greater context of the AFC playoff picture for either one of these two teams if they play into January?
They'll make the playoffs. The Bills really surprised me. I trust the Steelers. I love Mike Tomlin. I remember when the Dolphins, I was still playing when they messed up that transaction with Mike Tomlin. They said he was too hip-hop, which doesn't make any sense at all, fellas. But these two teams, like you said it, that the style of football they play, the what they're doing with limited talent, they're going to get to the playoffs maybe, and then they're going to run into one of those buzzsaws. So the AFC is strong this year. The NFC, if you look at the NFC East, there's going to be a team that's maybe under 500 to make it. They're walking into the AFC playoffs with dogs, with Houston, with New England, they're falling off a little bit, but Kansas City, you know, they're just walking in with all these dogs that are coming out of the East, I mean the AFC, so they can make it. They're going to play strong defense. They're not going to be able to keep up. If somebody is able to take advantage of their defense or find a hole, find a scheme that they can exploit, if they get down by double digits, it's going to be very hard for the Steelers and the Bills to come back from being down by 10, 13, 17, just for the fact that they don't have enough manpower offensively. So I think they'll compete unless a team catches them off guard and hits them quick for two. And it's going to be very tough for Duck Hodges or Jason Allen or Josh Allen to come back from a double-digit deficit. That's their Achilles heel, is if they have to go out there and take that power team, that the philosophy of what they're doing, both teams this year, and try to become a ballerina team in the second half or in the second quarter. they don't have the manpower to do it.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Channing Crowder joining us here, radio.com. You know, something I didn't ask you that's not germane to this game is the one time you played in Pittsburgh would have been that pouring down rain Monday night game, Channing.
Yes, the Mud Bowl. 3-0, 6-0.
Right.
Yeah. I heard of Hinesville my whole life. I watched it on TV my entire life growing up. Like I said, I love defense. So I used to love watching the Steelers. And I get there, and it's 2 feet of mud on the field. And everybody's miserable. I was like, man, Hinesville isn't what I watched for 20 years of my life.
Well, and that was the Cam Cameron team, too. I mean, no, I mean, you guys just weren't good.
Cam was the worst. He was the worst coach ever. I knew something was wrong with Cam. Game one of that 07 season. People that don't know out there, we were 1-15 that year. Game one, we go to Washington, and we tied the game. So we go to overtime. They kick the ball to us in overtime. We go 3-and-out, kick the ball straight back to them. They drive 40 yards straight down the field, get a field goal range, kick the field goal to win it. This before the rules change, obviously. The worst series of overtime in the history of football. You get the ball, you don't get a yard, you kick it to them, they drive it straight down your throat to win the game. Cam Cameron walks in, and we just got off Nick Saban now. This is the year after Nick Saban leaves. You know, Nick Saban is a demon. So Nick Saban would cuss you out. Nick Saban would cuss everybody out in the world. So we go in the locker room, everybody's heads down, we're like, man, this dude's about to let us have it. He walks in giggling. Hey, fellas. From the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game to watch. We kind of look around. We're like, from the outside looking in, you're the head coach. What are you talking about? Outside looking in. And that was when I think myself personally and a bunch of other vets kind of looked and said, you know what, I think he's a little bit in over his head. And then the season takes off. He's goofy. He's throwing cheese against the wall. He's getting cussed out by Joey Porter. Joey Porter used to cuss this guy out twice a week in front of everybody. Just let him have it twice.
Peasy will cuss anybody out anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Peasy would just let him have it. If the dude would start talking, I used to sit next to Peasy. Man, I love Peasy. That's my dude. So I would sit next to him. As soon as Cam would start speaking, Peasy would start cussing. Hey, guys, we got to go ahead. Oh, look at this dumb. Beep, 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 beep. And just start cussing. And I'd be like, Peasy, man, take it easy. Man, this dude don't know what the hell he's doing. But Peasy just left Pittsburgh. Peasy just left Bill Cowher. Peasy just left that system that y'all have up there, that confidence in yourself. And coming down here with that goofy stuff out of Cam Cameron, he was frustrated. We were all frustrated. But, yeah, that was the Mud Bowl year. Going back to what we started the conversation, that was Cam year, and that was the Mud Bowl year when I came up to Hinesfield.
Perfect. A-plus radio. We thank you, as always, Channing Crowder. Nobody better. Channing, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend, my man.
Appreciate y'all, man. Talk soon.
All right. We will talk soon. Oh, that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Told you he was going to bring it. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Get to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. As always, he brings it. So gross. So great.
Just give him the microphone and get out of the way.
And get out of the way.
15 minutes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.